And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. I have heard our next guest is known as Juno's heat pump evangelist, Steve Behnke. He's president of Alaska Heat Smart, a nonprofit with a mission to help people save money through the use of clean energy. And Steve, you are here today to tell us about heat pumps and one of the ways that people can accomplish both of those things, save money and have cleaner energy. But I understand you also have a workshop coming up for people who might be interested in going this route. And we'll get to that in a moment. But first, can we start with the basics, Steve? Like, what is a heat pump? And, you know, sort of what's the science behind how they work?
Thanks, Rhonda. That seems like a good place to start. A heat pump is... Basically, as the name says, it's something that moves heat from one place to another. So it basically takes heat from some surrounding environment, concentrates it, and pumps it into your house. It's basically a refrigerator in reverse. Operates on the same principles as a refrigerator, which takes the heat out of a box and blows it out into your house. And a heat pump takes the energy, the heat out of the outside air or outside water and pumps it into your house. That means that it's way more efficient than just using electricity to heat your home with, like a space heater or a baseboard heater. So an air source heat pump would produce about the same amount of heat as an electric space heater with a third the electricity.
So basically, the idea is you're snatching heat from somewhere else rather than starting at ground zero trying to heat up air then. That's kind of an interesting concept. It's sort of like passive use of energy.
That's exactly right. And that's partly why it's efficient, as you say, because it's using heat that already exists. And even though our air temperatures seem cold, there's heat in them. The heat pump uses a compressor, just like a refrigerator does, to basically take that existing heat, move it, and compress it to where you wind up with more heat inside than you do outside.
So what about this climate here? I could imagine that heat pumps would work very well in milder climates because there would be many days where it could grab some heat from the air outside. But, boy, we have had some pretty cold days here in Juneau recently. How have the heat pumps done then?
They perform pretty well. The heat pumps have been around for quite a while, but it's only been about the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years that there have been what they call cold climate heat pumps that have been developed and sold. And so they're designed to work. They work really well down to close to zero, down to 5 degrees, zero or so. They'll continue to work on down below zero, but with less efficiency. So you wind up using more electricity to create the same amount of heat once you get down those temperatures. But Juneau's pretty ideal because we just very seldom get those below zero days. When we did get some below zero days back in February, we did our organization, Alaska Heat Smart, did a little survey of heat pump owners that we've been working with and discovered that most of them, about at least half of them, didn't hardly notice the difference with the colder temperatures. The other half, some of them the machines had to work harder or they had to supplement them with some other source of heat. But a lot of those are in places where they're pretty inefficient, older homes, little insulation, so forth. So there's usually some kind of explanation like that.
So do you have any numbers locally on how much people on the average save?
We're working on that. We have one of the services that Alaska Heat Smart provides is we'll come into your home and help do an assessment. We'll look at how much energy you've been using to heat your home, how much fuel oil or how much electricity you've been using. We take 3 years of your data, and then we run that through a model to predict what your savings would be if you replace that system with a heat pump. And typically, you know, it's a pretty wide range, obviously, because there's a lot of different kinds of houses, different heating situations. But typically, most homeowners will save at least 40% on their heating bill by installing heat pump. And it goes up from there, 40 to 60% would be kind of the range that we would see. So Juneau homeowners, kind of an average home, might spend $2,400 a year on heating, and they would save, you know, close to $1,000 a year with $900 to $1,000 a year with a heat pump.
So how long does it take you to recoup the cost of your investment into the heat pump on average?
Yeah, again, quite a wide range. So it's a little hard to talk about averages, but a simple heat pump system in your main living space, maybe not necessarily heating all of the home, but most of the home with a heat pump, that kind of a system would cost in the range of maybe $5,000 and would take, 5, 6, 7 years to recoup the cost with those kind of savings.
Well, that's not too bad, 5 years. I've also heard that heat pumps do a lot of good for the environment, that they keep a lot of carbon out of the atmosphere. How good of a job do they do here in this environment?
Well, that's a real key thing about Juneau, because we have this great clean hydroelectricity that, you know, our electric system doesn't produce any carbon, unlike most parts of the country where electricity is produced by natural gas or, heaven forbid, coal, other sources that are high carbon intensive electrical generating. We've got this nice clean hydroelectricity. So that's one of the great things about using heat pumps for heating in Juneau.
So what about health? We have pretty clean air here anyway, but do you see any impacts to health?
Yes, because a lot of, especially the oil-fired heating systems, monitors, space heaters like that, if you hang around them, you smell fuel oil, you smell heating oil, and there's actually a surprising amount of fumes and emissions created in homes by fossil fuel heating systems. And in fact, some of the heat pump installers here in town tell me that they've quit working on oil systems because they don't like the smells and the emissions from them, and they're only going to work on heat pumps from now on.
Well, I guess you like hearing that. So now we get to the heart of our conversation. The Thermalize Juneau workshop that's coming up, I guess that's this Thursday, right? Or no, Thursday, March 18th. So how do you hook up with that, and what can you get out of this workshop?
This workshop is intended for folks who have already signed up for our Thermalize Juneau program. This is a update on progress on that program. The Thermalize Juneau is a bulk purchase, group purchase arrangement where we're going out and finding 100 and some people who are interested in putting in these simple heat pump systems, and we'll go out to a contractor and get a group rate for installing those heat pumps. So this workshop is intended to update people who have participated in the past and registered, but it's also open to anybody that's interested in the Thermalize campaign that we have underway. It's going to be a Zoom workshop on Thursday, March 18th, 6 p.m. The easy way to get more information about it is to go to our website, akheatsmart.org. So that's akheatsmart.org. And down in the left-hand corner, there's a link to the workshop information and registration link. So that's the easy way to find it. And there's more of a description of what we'll be covering in the workshop. It's going to be largely a Q&A session about some of the details about the program that we have underway. The registration for Thermalize Juneau for the program, it will be open through about mid-April. So we've got another month or so that people can register for it. We were aiming for about 150 participants in the program. We've got about 140 some registered. So we're quite pleased with the interest in the program. And we'll have several different, the workshop will have several different folks able to describe kind of more details about different aspects of the thermalized program.
Okay, Steve. Well, I can't let you get away without just asking you about your year-round garden. We should probably have you back to talk about that. But I understand that you grow things very well in your garden by covering the garden. How has it been doing this winter?
Well, it's been doing pretty well. I've got spinach that's a couple inches high, and I've got arugula and miner's lettuce that I'm harvesting right now. I have a hoop house. I have a kind of a just a plastic covered greenhouse that I can go into, and I grow a lot of greens. Start them in the late summer and the fall, and then they survive. I cover them up in the greenhouse with agricultural fabric, and they survive. And then this time of year, early mid March, when the light starts coming back, they start growing again. Whenever it warms up enough for them to grow. So that's my secret.
Wow. Well, we'll have to have you come back and just talk about your garden. I think a lot of people would be curious to find out how you do it. Well, once again, if you want information, you can go to akheatsmart.org to get information about the Thermalized Juno Workshop, or go to the Facebook page for Alaska Heat Smart. Thank you very much, Steve Behnke, for coming to share information about your upcoming workshop and, of course, about heat pumps. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.